probiotic. Talk Live, we are launching into the second hour of the program. You are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Tonight in studio, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
We're going to get right back into your phone calls. Oh, by the way, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. The username there is lrn.fm, and if you have to choose between Skype or phone, go ahead, try Skype. It sounds great, and in a lot of cases, it sounds like you're sitting in the studio with us. So, again, go to freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. Lots of different options and things for you to do. Very interactive site. And it's free, so go and create the content. Right there on the front page, the items, as you scroll down the page, were put there by listeners just like you and then voted on by listeners like you. You can vote up or down, depending on whether you like or dislike what you see on the site. And you can submit things to be seen on the site and voted upon. So go to freetalklive.com. To get interactive there for free. Download archives, etc. Chris is with us to start things out here in the second hour in Londonderry, New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. And still to come, by the way, Silk Road updates. But go ahead, Chris.
Hey, guys. I usually listen to the podcast, so I'm a day behind. But you guys did a jury duty show last night, kind of part of it, on a day where I did have jury duty. And I was all excited to go and nullify something, and then didn't get picked. So it's kind of a huge letdown. Like, out of the 200 people that they had there, I think they're only picking maybe 20 of them total.
Yeah, this is the opposite world in which liberty activists live. Everybody else wants to avoid jury duty like it's some kind of pneumonia, but liberty activists actually want to do it.
Well, now, do you feel like you were eliminated because of your beliefs? Was that somehow revealed to the court or the prosecutor, or was it just random?
I think it was a bit random. But I actually had parts in the so it was random in that I got selected to a particular case and actually got impaneled, right? So I got in front of the judge there, or she was in front of me, I guess, I put it that way.
Okay.
And she went through all her questions, you know, it's this guy, blah, 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 or it's that guy. And it wasn't anything, actually, I was kind of disappointed. It wasn't anything particularly interesting. It was a civil case. Somebody hurt himself on a train. But as she ran through these questions, do you know these guys? One thing that keyed to me that like actually gave me like a visceral reaction, it was really strange. So, and I got to admit, I'm relatively new to being a libertarian or a voluntarist or whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would be more of like an ethnic Republican, whereas certain like go America things will like trigger some sort of a spot response in me, and including like authority. I'm trying to not be so impressed by authority. So when
those gowns and the robes, and
it's the gold fringe around the flag. I mean, it just makes me go all flutter.
Exactly. So she everybody comes in and she pops out of the back room when they announce her and you got to stand, and I'm like kind of standing, right? I'm thinking like, oh man, all those guys in Keene, like they don't have to do this, right? I was in Boston federal court, but that wasn't particularly where I wanted to make my point for the day.
Yep, I heard you.
So you know, I did the standing thing.
It would be, but just point of clarification, it would be interesting to not stand for the judge as a juror. Now, I mean, the activists, you mentioned the activists in Keene, and we have many of us for a long time not stood for judges here. And there has been one occasion where one judge arrested two activists for that on contempt of court. That judge is no longer sitting on the bench, thank goodness. So it's happened countless times out here. But I don't know if it's ever happened on a jury. I think that would be particularly interesting to see what the judge's response would be, as well as the other jurors, to have a judge walk into a room. Because I didn't realize that happened. You were in a room only with the potentials for this jury, correct? Well, I guess it wasn't a dozen. It was like a bunch, right? Several dozen?
Yeah, so they were looking for 8. I think they had 30 in the room, and it was the two parties and their lawyers and a couple hangers-on for the judge. I don't know what they actually do. But it was a pretty empty room. Nobody came to see this case.
It would probably be a good way, by the way, to get excused. Like, if you didn't want to actually get on the jury for whatever reason.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, is if he wanted to be on this jury, that you play that little, I'm not going to stand the game.
Another question for you, Chris, before you go on. When did you find out what the case was? Was it before you had to stand for the judge, or after?
So, they didn't tell us what it was until after.
Okay.
We had no idea what was actually going on in that room from the official sources until after we stood and the judge told us. Hmm. But there was a little paper outside the courtroom where they had mentioned the judge's name, so it was possible if you were looking for stuff, and I was, right? So I saw this judge's name and then who the two parties were, and it was like, you know, so-and-so versus the mass commuter rail. So I'm like, oh well, I don't know what this is going to be about, but I at least know I don't think it's going to be anybody, you know, doing anything.
Right. It's not a victimless.
Criminal, right?
It's likely not to be a victimless crime since the action was not brought by the state of or the, you know, the District of Criminals. So that's interesting.
A great way to put it. Yeah.
So you get called in. What else do you want to share about the experience?
Well, it was difficult to decide. If I'm going to do something more than just sit there like a vegetable, right, where do I make my point here, right? So if I'm going to get dragged out of work and go somewhere, and I wish I had thought through this a lot more, but there were several places where I could have made my point, right? So standing up, right, I did it, and then, you know, because I figured, okay, I can make some point later, right? And then she's going through these questions, and she keeps harping on over and over again. We got a big speech in the morning, too, about you know, I'm the judge, and I will tell you the law, and you have to follow the law. Will you have any problems following the law?
Yeah.
And I have to think there, like, okay, do I stand for this, make some point there, maybe get to talk to her on the sidebar, probably get kicked out, and then not actually make any sort of point, really, right? And unfortunately, I didn't stand for that, and then I didn't get called, and then just, you know, they found their 8 people. The rest of us got to go sit back in the room for the rest of the day while they filled up some much more interesting case with a gangster, an alleged gangster who was living in Idaho for like 17 years. And that one would have been there were several points that could have been made on that one. But
glad you had an interesting experience and that, you know, you are aware of jury nullification. I know of somebody here in New Hampshire. I will not say who, but I know that there is somebody who is about to be impaneled on a case, which is very exciting. I can't say anything more about that. Hopefully we'll be able to tell you more about that when it happens or once the verdict is reached, if there is a verdict. Because as somebody who believes in jury nullification, we haven't really talked about what it is. It's your right as a juror to vote your conscience. You can vote based on how you feel about the law. So if you think the law in the case is bad, so like drug laws, for instance, I think those are really bad, then I could vote not guilty even if somebody got caught with 3 kilos of cocaine. I'm not a fan of cocaine necessarily, but I don't think that somebody should go to jail for selling or buying or holding this product.
And I would love to have the video of Ian in a jury room with 12 people who've never heard him talk, trying to convince them that it's just fine that this guy had 3 kilos
of
cocaine.
Wouldn't that be fascinating?
It would. I would not give that, by the way, not give that video away for free. I'm going to sell that one. That's pay-per-view.
I told the individual in this case that it would be very, very interesting to hear specifically what happens in the deliberations. You know, what is it like when you are that one person who believes in freedom and understands what jury nullification is, and you have that conversation, that 12 angry men kind of moment where you are the only one against a group of 11 people, or maybe, you know, if you're lucky, you've got somebody or another 2 people on your side. What is it like, you know, the social pressures and the conversations that occur? Man, it would be so amazing to get a camera into a jury deliberations room. Thanks for the call tonight, Chris. Appreciate your story. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't know if that's ever been done. I wonder if anybody's ever snuck a camera into a jury deliberation room. That'd probably be some pretty serious criminal charges right there. More coming up. You can take control here at 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-516-6356. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-516-6356. That's 1-800-516-6356. Call 1-800-516-6356.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You bring up what you want and do it toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That is, again, toll-free, brought to you by SACL CAI, 855-450-3733. You may join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have on the site. They are for free. Once again, freetalklive.com. You know, I was talking with Daryl. We're bringing him in to do some training for affiliate relations. We're going to tell you more about how you can help us expand that aspect of the show and why that's really important. But we were talking about Internet things. There's a website out there that cuts you off after a certain amount of bandwidth that that you use. And I told Daryl that one of the ways to get around that is with ProXPN. Because every time you connect to ProXPN, your computer is given a new IP address, basically. It looks as though when you're connecting to ProXPN, essentially you are encrypting all of your data, leaving your laptop or desktop or Android or iPhone, Mac, Windows, Linux. They've got a ProXPN application for all of those operating systems. So whatever it is you're doing on the Internet leaves through the ProXPN tunnel, if you will, and comes out the ProXPN server. So it's completely encrypted. You're protected. Your information is protected. But when you're going, when you're connecting to that ProXPN server, because you can disconnect from it if you like, any old time you want. You can reconnect. And when you do that, you're getting, you know, they've got, our, their founder said they've got millions of IP addresses that they assign to people. So if you've got the ProXPN premium account, you can even change the location at which you appear to be on the Internet. ProXPN.com/FTL. And so therefore, if you change your location, you know, you change your IP address from ProXPN, the website you're visiting thinks you're a whole new visitor. They don't know that you've just been there using up, you know, X amount of megabytes of data. So it's a great way to get around a lot of common blocks that you'll find on the Internet, especially at work blockages or at you're at school or something like that. And there's, you know, some sort of, or you're on like a government network and they've got some kind of web blockage program there. ProXPN, get you around that too. ProXPN.com/FTL. You can go and get signed up there. And when you're ready to move beyond their free account, because they've got 2 million plus users of their free account, when you're ready to move beyond the free account and go premium, you get unlimited bandwidth, you can use torrents, and you can connect to multiple servers worldwide. It's an amazing service, proxpn.com/FTL. When you're ready to go to premium, you can get it for as low as $5 a month by using our discount code FTL20. That's FTL like Free Talk Live, the number 20. And the 20 stands for saving 20% on their regular price. Yeah, and you get the $5 price when you order a year package, proxpn.com/FTL. Go and get started. Use our code FTL20 when you go premium.
By the way, when it comes to using it, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Said you're going to like it. If you don't, there's a guarantee. It's within 7 days, you can get your money back.
When you use the coupon code FTL, or in this case FTL20, in this case it's FTL20, but when you use that coupon code, it's helpful to us.
Yeah, sure. It lets them know you heard about it through Free Talk Live.
Right. You get a discount. But you're not like, you know, you're not cheating. You're not helping us in any way if you decide, oh, well, I'll just let them keep that extra and I won't use the coupon code. Go ahead and use the coupon code. It helps us. FTL20.
All right. So we continue here. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. There's news regarding the Silk Road. We talked in great detail last week about the Silk Road. It is, or was, a hidden service, as they're called. Meaning that you could only access the Silk Road via Tor, which is technology that stands for the Onion Router. And Tor allows you, in theory, to surf the web anonymously, or surf not just the web, but also these special hidden sites that do not exist on the normal web. They only exist through Tor. Silk Road was one of those, and probably one of the most popular of all the hidden sites in the world, in that the Silk Road allowed you to buy and sell pretty much anything you wanted, and that usually ended up being drugs, but there was also some fake IDs on there and, you know, other stuff that wasn't even necessarily illegal. So it was kind of like
a lot of stuff that wasn't illegal.
Yeah, it was kind of like an unregulated eBay, basically. And the feds have now taken it down, allegedly. They've also busted the alleged mastermind behind the Silk Road. His name is Ross Ulbricht. He is currently in jail awaiting a bail hearing, which is supposed to be happening tomorrow in San Francisco. So we're going to keep you up to date on what's happening with Ross, but there's news that's related to that story that's worth sharing with you. Here's a story from, the Seattle Times, where apparently government agents in Britain, Sweden, and the United States have arrested 8 people following last week's closure of Silk Road, a notorious black market website, which doesn't really explain. In the UK, the country's newly established National Crime Agency warned that more arrests were on the way. They said that most, if not all, or excuse me, the article says most, if not all, the arrests took place within a couple days of last week's capture of Silk Road's alleged mastermind, Ross Ulbricht, in San Francisco, suggesting that authorities may now be busy unraveling the network of drug dealers who made fortunes peddling illicit substances through the site. Britain's agency said it has seized millions of pounds worth of bitcoins, the electronic currency used on the site, and the agency's director general, Keith Bristow, said in a statement that other online drug dealers should expect a knock on the door. He said, these latest arrests are just the start. There are many more to come. Silk Road, they go on to talk about what it was, and I actually looked at one of the indictments. And I could not find the indictment for the Britain bus or the Swedish bus. So there were four arrests in Britain. It was, I think, two in Sweden and two in the United States. Now, the arrests in Britain, now, according to The Guardian, which is out of the UK, they've got more details on the British arrests. I actually read through the indictment, most of the indictment, of the two folks who were arrested in Seattle, the United States, Stephen Sadler and Jenna White. They are being accused of conspiracy to distribute cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamine. And basically, you know, to break down this 16-page-long indictment for you, as I understood, what I read there was that these people were not busted via the actual takedown of the Silk Road. There was some use of the Silk Road that helped them actually figure out who these people were. Essentially, what happened was there was some level of drug interdiction going on at the post office. They came across certain packages. They opened those packages to search them for drugs. They found drugs. They started opening more packages that kind of matched those descriptions. They investigated, you know, the different postal service locations from which those packages were sent. They investigated a UPS store mailbox to which one of those packages were sent. They busted the person receiving one of those packages at one point. The person whom they busted snitched. The person whom they busted said he got this product, you know, because they were threatening him and he was scared. And he said he got the product from a certain individual on the Silk Road. So at that point, they had, you know, they had several addresses at which these packages were sent. They had, you know, several, they had this information on who was allegedly the sender. They started surveillance. They went on the Silk Road. They purchased, the undercover agent purchased something from this seller on the Silk Road. The people that they suspected of doing the business, they were monitoring them. They watched as they went to the post office, sent this package with the name that they ordered on the Silk Road on it. So basically they used the Silk Road as a tool to help them make a bust in this case because they had information from a snitch and they happened to just find some drugs in the mail. Basically. So that one, at least, was not as a result of the Silk Road takedown. But what about the other six?
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food? What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here, toll free, including your thoughts on the Silk Road takedown from last week. Alleged mastermind Ross Ulbricht expected in court tomorrow in San Francisco for a bail hearing, which was put off from last week. His attorney had motioned the court to delay the bail hearing because the attorney felt he needed more time to prepare what would be the new murder-for-hire charges being brought against Ross Ulbricht. We'll keep you in the loop as we learn more about that. And we're giving you the latest on what's happening, some of the surrounding news, because Ross has basically just been cooling it in a jail cell in San Francisco. The Alameda County Jail is where he's being held. So there really hasn't been much developed in that particular case. But there is connected news. It's very interesting. International stories coming out of Sweden, the UK, and one out of Seattle that are saying that there have been some busts of alleged dealers from the Silk Road. So we're going to continue with that discussion here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll continue with that. Also, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got a bunch of archives that go back for years. You can click download as many Free Talk Live episodes as you like, all for free at freetalklive.com.
At SchoolSucksProject.com, they've got a special podcast series called, it's 12 parts, called Kids Are Not Defective. In it, they examine the destructive impacts of youth stereotypes in the media, medication for rebellious behavior, corporal punishment, carrots and stick systems, zero tolerance policies at schools, and a lot more. You can check it out. It's schoolsucksproject.com. They're concerned about real education, and they're deconstructing state indoctrination. Schoolsucksproject.com.
So there's a detailed affidavit. I've just posted it to our Facebook, to Google+, et cetera, Twitter. You can look at the whole case here. This is a case in Seattle involving two individuals who they, the police here, the feds, are alleging were involved with selling heroin and cocaine and methamphetamine online via the Silk Road. It appears that they just came across this. The introduction to the piece here talks about how they were doing some interdiction efforts that involved the Postal Service. The U.S. Postal Inspection Service Inspector Williard removed an express mail package from the mail stream during an interdiction targeting narcotics trafficking. So there's no indication as to why this particular package was chosen. You know, we don't know what that is. Basically, this is how the description of the bust opens, right? With, well, we found a package. So we don't know if they were tipped off or it just looks suspicious or what.
Right, and that's the thing is that they don't give that information. This, to them, is intelligence. And they don't. So if they did have a tip and they knew which package to look for, we're never going to know that information. They try very hard. The cases that we've looked at, they want to give as little information as possible.
It's true.
And, I mean, you remember in the situation where they had the undercover police officers testifying here in New Hampshire in the Grafton case for Weed Clause? They were wanting them to be able to testify wearing ski masks.
That's correct. They didn't end up getting that, but they did have control over the cameras in the room, and the cameras had to point at the wall while those agents were on the stand. But you're right, Mark. They do want to lock down the information as much as they can. However, even a little bit of information can be very useful to the people who love liberty, to the activist community. So, like in the case you mentioned, where they were bringing in these undercover agents, the Weed Clause trials, was all about a friend of ours who was arrested for growing some marijuana. And, you know, this older guy in his 50s, just a nice guy, New Hampshire native, lived here forever, just growing some pot. And in that case, it was because we had three or four dozen activists in the audience that we were able to notice one of these agents in the future when we saw him by chance doing a drug, about to do a drug bust in a restaurant parking lot. And we literally called out this guy as a cop. Right after the cop had handed, the undercover agent had handed over a $20 bill to a young man who was about to sell him some sort of prescription pill. So because we were there, because Bob Wiedeklaus Constantine had the courage to take his charges to trial, is why those guys had to testify in the first place. Because he had an activist community behind him, there at him at the trial supporting him, is why we got to see what those agents looked like. And then because we saw what those agents looked like, when we encountered one of them randomly in public, we were able to save a young man from getting a felony charge that day. So even a little bit of information getting out can be very, very damaging to the depravity of the state.
I love that story and all the circumstances that led up to that.
It's a beautiful story.
Yeah, I was talking to a Free Stater about it the other day, and she was a little on the fence, like the situation where you and Pete saw the guy and said, hey, that guy's a cop.
Yeah, and ran after him.
Yeah, she said, well, you know, you don't know necessarily, I don't know that the upshot from that is necessarily good for society, but
sure,
I sure
think
it is.
Man did not go to prison.
Yeah, I mean, you can not know about the civilian in that circumstance and what kind of person he was, but you know that the police are evil actors, and when they're acting as police, they're doing wrong, according to me.
No, absolutely. I mean, what could be worse than putting a peaceful man in prison for not harming anyone else? I mean, that's what would have happened had we not been in that parking lot at that moment in time and had we not known who that agent was.
Well, looking at it from the other standpoint, the guy selling these drugs, a lot of times what you're dealing with these drug dealers is somebody who's trying something for the first time, or they're very new into this realm. They're trying to help somebody out who asked them for something.
Or he's just trying to pay for his habit.
Whatever it is that they're trying to do. What turns people around is a moment. Generally in life, you can look at that moment that changed your mind on something. Now, sometimes you can be convinced by people, you know, they can talk to you and convince you on a topic. But when life teaches you a lesson, it's a moment. You can't tell me for a second that holy crap, I was just about to sell some pills to a cop, isn't a moment.
That's a great point. Yeah, that kid was pretty shaken up.
Right. Like, you know, getting caught and going to jail and doing all the things that go, that's a moment too, no doubt. But it's a moment, in this case, the guy walks away from that moment with the ability to go get a job and not have a drug conviction, whereas when he has to deal with the cops and the courts and all that other stuff, he's behind the eight ball. In this case, the courts, this is what you mean, Johnny Ray, is when, what you're talking about, is the courts, you know, they're proposing to do a public good, but in the process, what they are in fact doing is a public evil. Mm-hmm. They're taking a person who is on the margins of society, and they're making it so they are, in fact, marginalized. They're, boop, boop, they're over the edge, and now, welcome. The best way for you to make a living is a life of crime. And, you know, this person likely already has a drug habit. They've got to support the drug habit.
And he'll probably be able to get those drugs in prison, too, by the way. So it's not like you would stop the guy from a drug habit by putting him behind bars.
Yeah, you may or you may not. It really depends on the situation. There are drugs in prison, but they cost significantly more.
True. That much is true. But, you know, who knows what kind of support he has on the outside. He might end up having money in prison and then have his drug habit would be... Going strong.
Could.
So it was a big deal. So my point being that, you know, a little bit of information goes a long way. And you're right, Mark. They don't want to give you this info. How did they know to select this package out? Again, going back to the Seattle story with the drug dealers. How did they know to select this package during their drug interdiction search? And there are certain things that they look for, supposedly, when it comes to drug packages or whatever. But that is kind of a question mark in the story. What was it that tipped them off in this case? You know, was it a drug dog? Was it random? Was it, who knows?
But who knows?
The point is, they opened this package. That led them to more packages, which led them to locations, which led them to surveillance footage, which led them to the culprits in this case. And they actually used the Silk Road to help them make the bust. So the interesting point is, had they not had the Silk Road in this case, had the Silk Road been shut down before they had the chance to complete this investigation, these people wouldn't have been caught. It was the fact that the Silk Road was there operating was actually what helped them make this bust.
It's interesting.
In this case. So it wasn't the actual bust of the Silk Road. It wasn't Ross Ulbricht, you know, being taken out. It wasn't the fact that they had access to the Silk Road servers, therefore had access to information and messaging on the Silk Road. None of that helped them with this case. More coming up. Free Talk Live. You can take control. Share your thoughts.
We all know how useful Bitcoins are, but how can you cash out Bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit MoneyPacks onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow MoneyPack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM, and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out Bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your Bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling Bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Still to come, Johnny Ray's game of the week. It's now a game of 2 weeks because Johnny Ray, first of all, we didn't have much time to talk about it last week. But secondly, you're really into this one, so we're going to get deeper into, what was the game?
Europa Universalis 4.
Europa?
Most people call it Europa Universalis. That's my own eccentric way of saying it.
Europa? Is it proper?
Well, it's made by Europeans. I took German in high school, and Europe in Auf Deutsch is Europa.
Europa. Very good. I feel more cultured now. Thank you, Johnny Ray.
You're welcome.
So we've been talking about something else international, the Silk Road. The allegations are that the man running the Silk Road, Ross Ulbricht, has, he's been busted. They're alleging he was running the Silk Road. We've yet to actually hear anything beyond denial, very curt denial from his attorney saying that he has denied all the charges. But that's thus far all we've heard from the alleged mastermind. Many people are concerned, for good reason, because the federal government agents claimed that they had copied the entirety of the Silk Road server back during the summertime. And they claim that they have millions of messages. They have evidence about all the transactions that have ever happened on the Silk Road, you know, total numbers of transactions, numbers of people involved, numbers of dealers, a number of buyers, that kind of thing. And so obviously a lot of people are worried that the feds are going to come knocking on their door. And there's news headlines that make you think that that's what's happening. But I don't know if that's really the case. At least it's not the case in the case of the United States couple that was busted in Seattle, as we just explained to you. They were not busted from the takedown of the Silk Road. It was actually because of the Silk Road's existence that they were the Silk Road actually assisted in a way in taking them down, because the feds had identified them through a snitch and so on and so forth, packages being opened in the mail, and it did not have anything to do with data coming from the Silk Road is why they got busted. But what about the ones in Britain? By the way, two people went down in Sweden for selling cannabis via the Silk Road. However, there's precious little in detail on that case. So anything you say would be speculation. Anything we say would be speculation on that.
But there is a somewhat more detailed article here from The Guardian about the folks arrested in Britain. Now, there's four of them, so the most busts have happened in Britain, and it involves the brand-new, apparently, National Crime Agency. Apparently, Great Britain didn't have enough police agencies. Now they've got a new one. I don't know if this is like a reorganization like it was with the Department of Homeland Security. Remember when they created the Department of Homeland Security during the Bush administration?
Yeah, sure.
So I don't know if it was, you know, kind of a shuffling around of things and just a new title, or they just created a whole new bureaucracy from scratch. But either way, it was launched apparently on Monday. Said it was investigating four men, one in his early 50s from Devon and the others in their early 20s from Manchester. This is in the UK, over their role in Silk Road. All four were arrested on suspicion of supplying controlled drugs and have been bailed to a later date.
Uncontrolled drugs.
The now-closed Silk Road, said to be one of the world's largest websites selling illegal drugs, branded itself as an anonymous marketplace because users access the site through Tor, a piece of software that hides the browser's identities. The NCA Director General Keith Bristow said those who thought they could hide their identity should think again. And now here comes some tough talk. These arrests send a clear message to criminals. The hidden internet isn't hidden, and your anonymous activity isn't anonymous. We know where you are, what you're doing, and we will catch you.
Is that why the drug war is completely out of control? I mean, if they've got control of the real world and they've got control of the encrypted virtual world, you'd think they'd have stamped out this drug problem a long time ago. It shouldn't be just going on decade after decade after decade, completely, seemingly completely out of the control of these nincompoops. I mean, they're really not nincompoops. There's nobody in the world that could do this. They're just people that have a job that make a great living, and it's, you know, being a government bureaucrat, you compare a police officer to a security guard.
Oh, yeah, big money.
And you compare those wages, and you'll find the police officers
way more.
Do significantly better. But nobody can do this. This is just tough talk.
That's all it is. And you're absolutely right. The Silk Road's been around for 2.5 years. Now, if you believe the numbers from the feds when it comes to the Silk Road takedown, there were a whole boatload of transactions. I wish I had them in front of me right now, but it was like $1.2 billion worth of drugs were transacted, I think. Some ridiculous amount of money. The Silk Road founder allegedly took home $80 million worth of bitcoins in commissions. So that was, you know, 10% of the amount of money that 10 or 15% of the amount of money that transacted on the site. So there's a whole lot of people buying and selling drugs on the Silk Road. And this cop in the UK expects people to believe him, take him at his word, that he goes on with his tough talk. It's impossible for criminals to completely erase their digital footprint. No matter how technology savvy the offender, they will always make mistakes.
Well, as long as he says that they will make mistakes, yeah, then that's fair. Because I think that the vast majority of people are going to make mistakes. Sure, when you're doing this whole encrypted thing, it's not the encryption. It's not Silk Road. Because he's really saying, what he's saying is, we couldn't do crap to Silk Road. But we did manage to catch some people making some mistakes, and we swept them up.
Mm.
So he's being honest here. He's saying, we are powerless rubes in the face of the encrypted internet.
You know, that's an interesting way to interpret it, Mark, and I think you might be right about that. But to the uninformed observer, it appears like this guy is a tough guy, and that this guy, you know, knows what he's talking about, and they're going to get you, criminals. And so if all you are is just somebody who's reading The Guardian, and you've never been on Silk Road, and you don't know word one about what the Silk Road is beyond what, you know, the paragraph that you've just been given from The Guardian, then you're more likely to believe this guy, aren't you?
Yeah, the bootlickers are going to eat it up. They're gonna love that kind of tough
talk. Right, cheer them on. Yeah, go, buddy. You got those drug dealers. Get them all. Get all 3,800 of them.
Yeah, what did they get, 10?
No, actually, in Britain it was 4, in the U.S. 2, in Sweden 2.
Okay, 8.
Now, again, it's only been a week since the Silk Road's
right,
been taken
down. Right, and there's many more to come. Many more.
The UK arrest came after NCA officers led by a team at the agency's Exeter branch, and now here's the kind of the key phrase in the article, working closely with U.S. law enforcement.
And they don't get into any more detail than that. They don't say that, they sent a copy of the Silk Road servers out of the UK, and they ran the names through some database check, and they found these guys. So we don't know what that means. We don't know, because I looked around. I mean, I did a brief internet search to see if I could find the indictments for these characters, but they're not even named in this story, so we don't know who they are right now. We don't have any details on this. The story actually says that they're investigating them. Now, the headline, now, this is a UK piece, so sometimes words that we think we know what they are mean something slightly different in the UK. Like, it's English to us, but it means something different, like, what's a good one? Crumpets or something like that is cookies, or, like, there's something like that over in the UK. There's a
biscuits.
Biscuits. You know, that's their word for cookies. You know,
when I think of biscuits.
Right, when I think of biscuit, I think of, you know, a biscuit that you would have biscuits and gravy with, right? So,
like a roll.
Yeah, when they say investigating, that's different from an arrest, to me at least, right? Like, the headline is, four suspected sellers of illegal drugs arrested in Britain. Is that part of an investigation in Britain? Do you get to just arrest your suspects in Britain?
Right. Is an investigation a different legal state in Britain than it is here?
Right. I mean, can you just go and arrest a suspect, even though you don't have enough evidence against it? Is that part of the investigation in Britain? I don't know. I don't know what the legal system is like there. I mean, there's 50 different legal systems here in the United States. I certainly don't know what all of them are like. It just seems weird, the terminology they're using there. So, and they also say they've been bailed. It says that they've been bailed to a later date. Now, that doesn't sound like they've been bailed out.
It could, because if you've been bailed out, then you're going to get a date that you have to appear.
Maybe. In which case, I wonder about the details on that. You know, how serious are these sellers if they're just bailing them out?
In some cases, it's marijuana in Great Britain.
In the UK, in Sweden, it was a marijuana case. We don't know what the drugs are in this particular case.
Usually in Europe, this isn't as big of a deal. I think that the U.S. just wants to get as many people arrested as quickly as possible surrounding the Silk Road thing in order to make the appearance that, whoa, you don't want to go on a line and sell drugs and, you know, not have to deal in the black market and have a gun pointed at your face and do deal with customers that have good reputation ratings and, you know, do all the... Drugs should be dangerous as hell because that's what we've been telling the kids in middle school for years. My God, we don't want a new technology in black market dealing that makes it safer for everybody.
A lot safer for everybody. Yep, you're absolutely right about that. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So at this time, we have no evidence that any of these arrests connected to the Silk Road actually had anything to do with the takedown of the Silk Road. If we learn more, we'll certainly let you know. And there's news about the wallet. What happened to the $80 million worth of bitcoins?
5 million years ago today, Christopher Columbus celebrated Columbus Day by discovering America. You, on the other hand, should celebrate it by heading down to Guitar Center's Columbus Day sale and getting yourself a shipload of incredible music gear for next to nothing. They've got three sets of Martin acoustic guitar strings for just $10, a Zildjian 2 cymbal pack at just $69. Plus, pick up your copy of The List with hundreds of deals throughout the store now through Monday at Guitar Center's Columbus Day weekend sale.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to GEICO because you can save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. GEICO's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to GEICO. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself, you know what I'm saying?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glinton has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called CellShield RTQ. CellShield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin, and quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's CellShield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.